Malka.
Hi, Malka.
How are you?
Tired. Just got back from the hospital.
I heard about your son.
Yeah, it was a shock.
Yeah, I bet so. So is he's doing better, or?
Yes, he'll go home tomorrow, we think.
I must have a bad connection. Let me call back because I can barely hear. It's real staticky.
Okay.
All right. Malka?
Oh, you sound better.
Okay, great.
I had intentions today of setting up FaceTime with you to do the reading of the willows, because Tony didn't get to either. He just came in at the end. But we got, you know, I had to go back to the hospital with him. So I'm just going to make you a copy of my cards so you'll know what to do next year. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hug Samaya.
Yes.
So we're at section 12, Pasuk 80. We'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud, Kud Shabri, Hu Ishkinte, Bid Hilu, Urkimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urkimu. Leakta, Lashem, Yud He, Bavate. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehino Amadunai Elohino Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kononei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kononeihu. Vavi Teima Man Yahiv Hakamecha Bela Behamayin Hawo Veit Gabriel Tachatzeleat Lachtina Vialma Okad Itzmeafai Okad Itzmesar Alma Vedina Vila Ishtakach Ahumacha Bila Yazil Begoy Inun Dinin Eat Avidu, the Alma of Hake, Aka Sofana, Awa Habela, Azil the Goy, Tufana, the Ehu, Ekre Hake, the Eat Kalel Bishma, Davi Alda. Amar kudsha berichu lenoach letamra bar meya belayit hazei he alma. But you might say, who mentioned an angel of destruction here? It was only the onrush of the waters that became a flood. Now come and see. Whether the world is stricken or even when the world is only given over for judgment, the angel of destruction is in the middle of all punishment done in the world. Now here as well, there was the flood. The angel of destruction walked within the flood, and as a result, he was called the flood. Thus he was included within it. So the Holy One, blessed be He, told Noah to hide himself inside the ark and not to show himself to the world. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, it's more or less a continuation of the last verse where if there's a plague in a city or in the world, that the person should not show himself in the marketplace. And so it's letting us know that protection place for Noah was the ark.
Protection is only the ark.
Mm-hmm.
And that any form of destruction, any form of chaos, is coming from the angel of destruction, which is the angel of death.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you call it a flood, a fire, a hurricane, an earthquake, these are all coordinated by the angel of destruction.
This takes me back to the Exodus, or where the angel of death came through Egypt and said, "Hide yourself, do not come out, because you will not be protected." So I'm thinking that if you're in the midst of the angel of death sweeping up the wicked, that you're going to be caught up in it if you're not in a hidden place.
That is what this section is telling us in many different ways. That is correct. You may think you're protected because you studied the Zohar, but if you're exposing yourself, if the angel of death has been given permission to destroy certain things, and while he's in that process, he sees you, he has permission to destroy you.
Right, right.
Now, the question that needs to be asked on that statement is, what did you do wrong to be destroyed? Otherwise, we're saying that there's chance in the world. That just because he saw you, you got destroyed, God forbid. How has that happened?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Hannah. Go ahead.
Well, I learned about a month ago, 2 months ago, that the bedtime Shema with the prayer, let's see, how can I word it, that has to do with the four deaths and the desecration of the name, and identifying with those four deaths is protection, but it also weakens the angel of death. So
that is true, but we're talking about a situation where the angel of death has been given the energy to destroy certain components of the world, certain people. And as he's going about his work of destroying those certain people and the structures, and he sees you, he has permission to destroy you, God forbid. The Shema doesn't protect you. The study of Zohar doesn't protect you. Nothing protects you.
If you're in the wrong place.
Right.
If you're in the wrong place and the angel of death sees you. But the question I'm asking, how can that be?
That statement
is saying that someone is suffering for the sins of another. Someone dies because they're out in the marketplace when the chaos happens. They didn't do anything wrong. They didn't get judged that way. How can that be?
I would think that there's always, a chance that you did something that day which merits repentance, and it could be the slightest thing, and that he's an accuser, he's the prosecutor, and he pretty much can take you on those. On just that, just that action that you did that day. Because
that
they're
is,
always
that
keeping...
That is a possibility. That is a possibility, but then there's no... Where's the mercy in that? Where is the time that you have to do teshuva? You just did it that day. Don't you have some time to be able to change?
Absolutely. I would think so. But, you know, he speaks...
Okay, let's take the example of the people that were in Las Vegas. Some were shot and some were not. That's kind of an example of what you're proposing.
Yes, but can you say that all of the ones that were shot were subject to the death of sword thrust? Because that's what a bullet is in this generation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Can you say that everyone who was shot, that they had run out of time to do teshuvah or something that they did that merited a sword thrust? We can't make that blanket statement.
No, but maybe for them, maybe it was their time, you know. That's a hard question. This is a hard question.
Yes, it is.
Hello?
I think it's the kind that we don't want to face, you know, and we don't want to judge someone, but we know that everything is perfect, so if it was perfect, then... When we know God is just, Hashem is just, so.
But that's where ultimately the answer lies, in the fact that all of the people who got shot are part of the same generation.
Ah.
It's not that they're in the wrong place at the wrong time. The chaos that the Satan has given permission to generate is a punishment for the generation. And so if somebody is in the wrong place at the wrong time, they're part of that generation. So it's not that they're being, quote-unquote, punished for the sins of someone else. They're being punished for not speaking out against the sins of the generation. Because God is always just.
I think Ruby had a question.
But it was the same, basically the same question that I had yesterday. You know, like you speak about or teach about there are different, like there are times in the universe where there's a time of mercy, and there's a time in the universe when there's a time of judgment. So during those periods of judgment, it doesn't matter where your station is. It's just that time period. So everyone would be subjected to that judgment if they weren't doing, like, you know, your studies.
And essentially what the Kabbalah teaches is that those times of judgment and those times of mercy are displayed to us through the tool of the Hebrew calendar. You know when there's a time of judgment for the universe. You know when there's a time of mercy. And you know when there's a time where it's a neutral day.
That's the time we just went through.
Say again, please.
Yom Kippur. Excuse me?
Yeah.
We just came out of that time.
What kind of time did we get come out of?
The festival, like Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah,
yes.
and Sukkot.
Yes.
We know those times.
What but which, you think they're all the same energy?
No, absolutely not. No, sir.
So which is judgment?
Which time is judgment?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking just judgment, not judgment with mercy. That's different, right? Okay, which one's judgment? Well, judgment
mm-hmm.
is when the books are closed, when the books are closed, any time of after that, up until the next
The books were closed last night on Hoshana Rabbah. So you're saying that all 22 days to Hoshana Rabbah, excuse me, all 20 days to Hoshana Rabbah, from Rosh Hashanah to Hoshana Rabbah, was judgment?
No, sir.
So I'm asking, which of those days is judgment? And as you said, it's a difficult question. It's all in the calendar. It's all in the calendar. What did you want to say, Ruby?
Oh, no. We were just discussing Yom Kippur. And you were asking about which days were judgment. There's one part, there's, harsh judgment, and then the following day is a period of not as restrictive judgment, but less restrictive judgment. Is that correct?
Well, you broke up, but you're raising the point of there's harsh judgment and soft judgment.
Yes.
The first 10 days of Tishrei is our judgment. Rosh Hashanah is judgment. The 7 days leading up to Yom Kippur are judgment. But they're soft judgment. There's mercy available to you if you know how to reach it. Yom Kippur is a day of total love, total mercy. Because you can elevate to Bina and change your whole year if you know how to do it. Then you have 4 days of love leading up to Sukkot, which is 7 days of sharing with the 70 nations. So that sharing, is that love? The answer is yes. And then tonight and tomorrow is Shmini Atzeret, which is love, but only for the frame of the children of Israel. And Simchat Torah, what is that day? That's the central column. You're creating the surrounding light for the whole year by the way you dance with the Torah. Everything is in the calendar. What's the 15th of Kislev? What's the 12th of Kislev? What's the 17th of Tevet? Every day in the Hebrew calendar, you can discern, is this a day of judgment? Is this a day of mercy? Is this a day of both? This is the tool that Hashem has given us. You want to talk about that some more, or go on to verse 81?
Just one more question. So
sure.
Being the 10 days of judgment, We, as us, we're talking about the group here and other groups that are studying. So our cover, our protection cover is our study because, you know, we're out in the world. We're working, we're, you know. So with that said, we don't have the temple to go to. We do have a synagogue that we go to, and a lot of us were there, you know, on those festival days. But so our cover or our protection cover is the Zohar or the Torah. Is that, am I thinking along the right lines, or what becomes our cover?
Ultimately, the only cover you have is your connection to Hashem. When you study the Zohar, you're studying the soul of Hashem. It's going to be a more enhanced, a more connected, a stronger protection than if you're just studying the Talmud or you're studying the sages. The Zohar is described as the soul of the Torah. It is your strongest possible connection to the Creator. But in and of itself, is it a complete protection shield?
No.
Because we study, but we may not have the right consciousness. If we're studying and at that moment we have a selfish consciousness, we have created a negative angel who will accuse us. But the best bet, the best protection shield we have is the study of the Zohar. But there is no guarantee except your connection to Hashem. Your certainty that what Hashem does is correct, is balanced, is the right thing. And it's hard. You study the Zohar and you think you have a protection shield, and then you wake up and you have chaos in your life. But what did I do wrong? Many people ask this question. Many people stop their study and move further away from Hashem because they ask this question and they don't want to face the reality of their own consciousness when they do the study. Every action creates an angel. That angel can be complete, can be whole, or it can be a partial creation. Now, that's a metaphor, but it's all more than a metaphor. What did Noah's wife and daughter-in-laws and his three sons, what did they do to merit being in the ark? Noah, we understand, we're told he was a righteous man. We're not told that about the other three. Or the other seven.
It's because of Noah's merit.
But now you're telling me that the benefit to from someone affects someone else. You're saying that someone receives a benefit because they're the child of a righteous person.
No. He had great merit. So, just like we do with the Tzaddikim.
Every Tzaddikim has great merit. So,
and
What do we do when we say their name? What do we do when we try to connect to the Tzaddikim?
We
are accessing a light that they revealed. we're accessing their connection to Hashem so that our connection to Hashem is stronger.
Right.
But if we are talking about, if I mention the name of a Sadiq, and I'm thinking about that pretty young girl in the corner of the synagogue studying with me, what do you think of my protection shield looks like?
A pretty young girl.
It looks like a sieve. Got all kinds of holes in that protection shield.
Okay, could it be that they just obey Noah's wishes? You know, did they see him walking in righteous ways?
They saw him, his children saw him walking in righteous ways. They saw him walking with Hashem. And for the most part, they followed suit. You also have to ask, well, who were they in their previous lifetimes?
Hmm.
Maybe they had learned on their own from a previous lifetime.
This is true. So many things to think about.
Correct. And that's why as you expand your consciousness, as you expand your spiritual level, you start to use a greater percentage of your mind and your brain. Because we're given that brain to use it. We're given that mind to be able to use it. Because we need to calculate 17,000 different levels and things to be able to be honest with ourselves. I got shot by, God forbid, by the guy in Las Vegas. It's my responsibility. It's my fault. It's my negative actions that caused it. And even if I don't know what those negative actions were, I know the system works totally correctly. So if I got shot, it's righteous. It's correct. And if I didn't get shot, I cannot take the response, the acceptance and say, oh, I've done everything right. All you can say is that you're in a better place than the sum of the people who got shot. But everybody who was shot did some negative action. Everyone who was shot was as righteous as they could be. But the reality of why they got shot is because they're part of the generation that needed that chaos to be experienced. Because certainty means that the decisions of Hashem is always 100% correct. And that's hard to evaluate yourself against that level. But that's what we are striving to do.
You know, what I've noticed, I've been kind of paying close attention, especially at this time, this festival, and the 10 days of judgment, self-judgment, and the being connected to Bina. But what I've noticed some last year, more so this year, is that I'm closer to the end of the Yom Kippur and the judgment days that a lot of deaths come about. There's a lot of people that pass away. I mean, we got billions of people, but just in my viewing and what I view, I've noticed that at this time of the year, I see like groups and or an individual or, you know, that sort of happenings. Is that due to the fact that the last year's, we're starting a new year and the last year has closed behind us?
Do you remember the day that the guy in Texas shot those people?
It was during the
It was Sunday night.
Yeah.
The first day of leading up to Sukkot.
Right.
So, based on what I said to you, that energy of that day was love, was chesed.
Mm-hmm.
So how did those people get shot? Out of love.
I'm going to have to really look at those days this coming year and at this time and really pay attention to those days.
Baruch Hashem.
And see what's happening in the world.
Exactly. But I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint on the day that the people were shot in Las Vegas. Every one of those people were taken from the world, the ones who were died, not the ones who were wounded, but the ones who died. They were taken from the world through Hashem's mercy. Remember, there's three ways people die. They've completed their tikkun. They've lived out their 120 years. Or the third reason, through Hashem's mercy, that he sees that they will make more and greater mistakes. So he takes them before they make them. So he doesn't burden them on their next reincarnation with those mistakes as well as all the others. That's Hashem's mercy.
Again, that's like the fires in California. You know, before Sukkot ends, there's lots of people that have passed away, you know, because
Correct.
Of the fires. And that was before Sukkot ended.
Correct. And it's still going on today, the Shmini Atzeret.
Right. They're still finding people. That's correct.
But normally we don't see the whole picture of a person, so that it's hard to evaluate it. But we can always know the whole picture about ourselves. But we don't like to, because we don't like to look that closely at how horrible a person we truly are. And I'm not saying that to beat you up and say how horrible you are. I'm saying it about myself.
I know.
This is the tool.
I see myself and things.
We're out of time. We went through one verse today. Do you have more questions?
Well, I just would like to tell you what was on the front page of the newspaper right under the headlines. It said, tracking mosquitoes. Chance of West Nile virus dwindles in Calcasieu. Calcasieu is the name of our parish. You know, we don't have counties.
Right.
And yesterday we mentioned the West Nile virus. And so here is the proof that they're saying it's dwindling. There's no It says we're pretty much on the back end of its cycle for human cases. You can still have human cases in October, but its intensity is dying down. So, I thought, oh,
wow.
There we go. Thank you, Hashem.
Hashem's mercy with the holiday of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeret. You see how it plays out.
Mm-hmm.
And Martha, it would be good to monitor the days of the year this way.
But I will. If you take an index card, you almost need a 5x8. I think we refer to those days as Holy Week. And on those 5x8 cards, you kind of keep a log of what you did. With me, it's most of the time I fuss at my husband. And so you see what you really need to work on, which you really still have to do binding by striking, and so that kind of helps you a little bit to be able to evaluate the next year or two.
Correct. You all have a good evening, a happy holiday. We will have a class at the 7 o'clock West Coast time. That will be questions and answers. So hopefully we'll speak to you then.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Bye. Bye. Shalom.
Thank you.